Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we've got the Justice family up. They're going to be singing a song, "Then We'll Be Glad That We Live for Jesus." It's off of their 50th anniversary CD, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Amen. That's the Justice family from Hendersonville, North Carolina. We do appreciate them. They're a blessing to us. Today, we're going to be beginning part number two of the message we began yesterday on leprosy. And we began talking about how that out of Luke chapter number 17, we spoke about the location of these lepers. We spoke about their loss. And today we're going to look at a little bit more of the loss, and then also we're going to be looking at their Lord. I hope it'll be a blessing as you listen today.
Can you imagine these lepers? I'm pretty sure that anywhere that they went, if they were allowed to go anywhere, I'm pretty sure that every time they came in contact with the public, somebody was going something like this: "Ooh, get away from me." And that gruesome look of that of all of those leprous pores that had popped on their faces, and all that gruesome sight. Man, there was always somebody laughing at them, always somebody mocking at them, always somebody putting them down about their appearance. I see that the leper seems to bring to mind the condition that sin has brought you and I to. Leprosy is a type of sin. You see, this is what leprosy has done. It all started small. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that it all starts in the cell form when it comes to sickness. And it works in, I'm talking about so small that it's microscopic. And it works throughout the interior of the body to the pores until it now impacts the rest of the body, and it grows from the inside out. That's how sin has affected our life. I'm not trying to tell you that any sin is okay. But most of us understand this principle because we live in a world full of sin and iniquity, that it just takes a little bit to make a lot. It just takes a sip to make an alcoholic, amen. And I'm not saying that alcohol is the only sin out there, amen. It just takes a little bit of drugs to become an addict, amen. It just a simple look can become adultery. A simple lie can lead to murder. I think about how that pride brings men to poverty, how that jealousy brings that of hatred. And then theft, think about this, theft always brings loss. Leprosy is like sinfulness. With all the bumps and with all the swelling, with all the leprosy, there is the ugly look. And I want to tell you tonight, listen to me, young people, tonight a sin will take you farther than you want to go. It will cost you more than you want to pay. And it'll take you farther than you ever thought you could ever go. Don't ever think that, oh, it's just a little, because no, it will take you to a lot, friend. A little look can deceive your mind to where it's now become something tremendous. It leaves you with pain and suffering. I'm telling you tonight, there's nothing attractive about leprosy. There's nothing attractive tonight about sin. After sin has ran its course, listen to me, after sin has ran its course, it brings you to the point of death. You're looking at the corpse and you're saying to yourself, "Look, I've been to funerals before of those that have lived a predominantly sinful life." And I walk by and I hear people say, "Well, they was so-and-so was so good." I'll tell you something, we're all the time trying to make that situation better than what it really is. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. There's nothing attractive about these 10 leprous men. While they might not look like much, and while they may have been overlooked by many, that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, passed through a place called Samaria and went to a certain village where these that looked bad, where these that looked unappealing, where these guys were that looked gruesome, Jesus made a point to go to that very place. I'm thankful for that tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus did not pass their little town? Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus did not pass their little village just because of their ugliness, just because of their condition, just because of what they looked like, just because of how they smelled? But Jesus made a point to make it to their very little town, their little village. I can hear the naysayers now. Anytime anybody does any good, there's always somebody running it down. I can hear them guys now say, "Look, Jesus, you made a mistake. Look, we don't need to be in this area of town. This is where, look, you know, this is where the bad people are. This is the dark side of town. This right here, this place, this certain village. Oh, you know, Jesus, you don't need to go there. You don't need to go to this place. You need to stay away from this place. This is where all those lepers die. You don't want to get that stuff on you." You know, I can just imagine tonight that there's probably a smell that goes with leprosy. I would say because of the oozing. And, you know, when somebody gets infected and those things, it begins to, there's a smell. I believe when they rounded the corner, Jesus said, "Y'all boys be quiet. Let me handle this. I know where I'm going. It might not mean much for you. And if you need to stay back over here, that's all right. But if you don't mind, I'm going to go down here and I'm going to talk to these 10 men. They're saying, no, don't do it. You don't know what you're about to do. You're going to die. You're going to get that leprosy in you." He said, "No, I didn't come down there to get the leprosy. I come down there to cleanse the leprosy. This is going to be just fine. That we're going to be all right. I can't pass these by." And when it comes to sin tonight, I'm going to tell you, I sure am glad that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't pass me by in my dark hour. He didn't pass me by in my certain village. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that Jesus came to where I was at. He didn't mind my condition. He didn't mind what I looked like. He didn't mind what I'd been in. Thank God, I'm glad he came my way, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. He came to where I was at. Thank God. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, yes, sin is ugly. And these men might have looked bad, but I'm glad that Jesus didn't pass by. Let me go on for just a minute. Jesus at this point, you think about this, when it came to his journey, Jesus was on his way to the cross. And Jesus Christ could have said, "I'm sorry, man, I'd love to help you, but at this moment I'm busy. Don't you know I'm going to die for the sins of the world?" No, friend, Jesus took time while on planet Earth to pass by 10 men that was no doubt headed to death, but he helped them in the middle of their bad condition. And I tell you, he'll help you tonight in your situation as well. You say, "Preacher, I've been too bad. These guys said, listen, when it comes to being healed, that you can't tell me tonight that you've been too bad." Jesus done reached down to the lowest of the low, amen. He's done, he'll save anybody tonight. I tell you, he'll save you this very evening tonight. If you let him save you, he'll save you tonight. Oh, I'm telling you, he came my way. We've seen their location, we've seen their loss. But finally, I want you to see their Lord for just a minute. Notice that no one could help them. There was something said I read in a book not too long ago that leprosy was something that only God could heal. I got to think about that as I come back across this text. You think about in your mind having something that Maybe somebody with cancer, knowing that they've got that cancer, and knowing that maybe there's a time where the doctor says we've done all we can, and the medicine's not working, and we've done all we can. That feeling, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend tonight that I know how that feels, but that feeling right there has got to be rough. And to be sitting there, listen to me, in this certain place, outside of your family, with all the things that they've lost, to be sitting in that condition and still knowing I'm going to die. I've got something that I cannot. Nobody can help me. But I will tell you something. I'm glad when there's nobody. I'm glad I got a friend. No one can help us. Nobody can touch us. Nobody can heal us. But then glory to God. Look at verse number 13 with me. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Can I tell you tonight, that's how I came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I came down here, listen, a lost, undone, a sinner. I mean, dark, going away from the things of God. But listen, as I walked down that aisle that night, just as I am, and knelt down at an old altar, and this is what took place. Amen. I began to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. And I'm glad, amen, that the great God of heaven looked my way and said, hey, I tell you, you ain't too far gone. You ain't too far bad. I'll save you. I'll put my mercy and my grace in you. You're going to be all right. You get up and sin no more. Thank God, I'm telling you right now, you're talking about a change. Jesus will make change in anybody. The Lord came. The Lord took over. The Lord took power. The Lord took precedence over the men's position and set them free. They were bound before this situation to a certain location. But then after they met the Lord Jesus Christ, and after they cried unto him, and after they heard what he said to do, his instruction, what took place? You say, preacher, what happened then? God set them free, thank God. You say, preacher, where'd they go? They went and done what Jesus said to do. Amen. They went to seek the priest. But as they went, following the obedience of the Lord, as they went, one of them said, hold on. And the Bible said he turned around. Have y'all ever been in the car, headed out to maybe the coast, and you've got all your bags, and all of a sudden you're headed out over the mountain, and you got back to the top of Terry's Gap and said, oh, boy, I tell you what, I forgot my toothbrush. I got to go back. Oh, I forgot this, and I forgot that. Brother Ken, ain't no tell how many times you've turned around. And you went back home. This old boy got, when this fella went, I don't know, you don't know, and I don't know either, when scripture's silent on it. As they went, I believe somewhere along the line, they looked down and said, hey, it's all gone. And that one said, boys, y'all can do whatever you want to do, but I got to go back. I've left something back there. I've left a man who's changed my life forever. I left a man while I was hopeless, while I was an outcast, while I was in a place you couldn't get out of, while I was in a bad fix. I met a man, and I tell you, I got to go back and get him, amen. I got to go back and thank him. I got to go back and put my face in his feet and just praise his name for what he's done for me. And I still find myself turning back time and time again. I still want to go back and put my face in his feet. Amen. I just want to go back and say, thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. I'm no longer what I used to be.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.